Joining us now in our studios is Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. How about you?
I'm liking this weather. It's a little overcast, but I like this cool feel in the morning.
It does feel good. You know, walking to work, I've been trying to walk to work
in
the mornings, at least most mornings, and it's real nice. You brisk walk on the way. It's not too far, and I feel good about it.
It is nice out there.
Let's talk about summer.
Yeah.
Last time we talked to you, you were gearing up for the Rice County Fair. Fair time has come and gone. We got the Dakota County next week, but you, of course, are Rice County. How did everything go for you?
Went really well. You know, we had Thursday was kind of a rain out, but the rest of the week was just awesome. Lots of people out there, talked to a lot of people, and I think a lot of fun was had at the Rice County Fair. And, you know, we had our normal things, a few lost kids, a couple skirmishes on the midway and with young teenagers, seeing who's tougher and those kind of things. And, and of course, medicals. And this year we got to debut, we have a Ranger, Polaris Ranger, a UTV. And with the help of Mike Peterson and his great staff at Peterson Equipment here in Northfield, he built us a insert so that we could haul a stretcher and first responders in the back and equipment for all of our first aid equipment for that. And I tasked Mike with that a few months ago, and he says, "When do you need it by?" And I said, "By the time we hit the fair." And I had it Tuesday night at 5 o'clock and brought it out to the fair, and we used it three times on Saturday, including assisting on that water rescue that we had on the Cannon River north of Faribault. So it was put to good use right away, and it's been used one other time since then. So it's paid for itself already. That was paid for with donations from people that had actually a person that was injured, and we had to haul out of the ATV park. He said, "I want to donate towards this." And so he donated $750 towards this equipment that's around $5,000. But Mike did a great job for us, and I just want to thank him for all of his work that he and his staff did. And hopefully we don't have to use it a lot more, but it's just one thing that, I think we need in the county, and it's already, been used a number of times. So
One of those things, you don't need it until you need it, and then you're glad you have it. And good work, Mike. Mike Peterson. Let's talk about that that rescue that you had mentioned before from the river. Tell us a little more about that.
So there was some people from Owatonna and Red Wing that were wanted to go out and kayak, and unfortunately they weren't a couple of them had never kayaked or canoed before, and you know, the river a couple weeks ago was a little higher than it is today, but still the river is so unpredictable, trees down everywhere, and this lady lost control of her kayak and capsized and was slammed into a tree, and she was pinned against this tree. And by the time we got to her, there was a delay in locating them because they thought they were south of Faribault. And then, but when we got to them, she'd been in the water almost 2 hours, so she was hypothermic and suffered some upper body injuries and was going in and out of consciousness. And fortunately, there were some people there to hold on to her till we could locate her. And then we utilized our ProDrive, which is a river boat, to get to her and extract her from the river. Transferred her over to shore, and then we put her on our rescue UTV and were able to drive it to the helicopter, and she was airlifted, and she's stable and recovering, but she did suffer some pretty significant injuries in this incident. So thank goodness she had her personal flotation device on, and otherwise I think it could have been more of a recovery than a rescue.
You know, so much of the people here see the Cannon River, at least in Northfield, flowing gently downtown Northfield, and you don't realize, I mean, that's a nice, it is a nice river to canoe on, kayak on, but it can be pretty treacherous.
Yes.
You really have to watch what you're doing, and if you don't know, you really have to be careful.
Yeah, that's so true, and you know, we can't just jump in and swim out to this person because the current's bad, there's trees down everywhere, and then it's, you know, becomes a rescue of our personnel. So people, I just say, if you're going to do this, hopefully you've practiced a lot, you know, start maybe in a pond or a lake, and then, you know, transfer over to a river or a stream where it's not really fast until you get you know, familiar on how to handle your kayak or canoe. And, you know, it can be very relaxing and very rewarding if you're prepared for it. So the biggest thing is just to remember, bring your cell phone with and make sure you're wearing your personal flotation devices.
Yeah. You know, if you look at the water in general, people love the water, including myself, though I don't get out near as much as I would like to or used to. But the water, so much fun, brings so much joy to so many people. But there are dangers all the way around, whether it be a river or a lake or even a swimming pool. I understand you had another incident last night.
Yeah, last night about 8:30, we had a gentleman dive into Fox Lake, and he dove into shallow water and suffered a neck injury. And thank goodness there was somebody there to other recreational boaters that were there to assist until deputies and Water Patrol got there. Northfield Fire and Rescue came out as well as North Ambulance, and the person was transferred to a trauma center via helicopter. I will be checking on his condition yet this morning, but fortunate that somebody was there because... you know, again, if you don't know the depth, don't go diving into the water. You know, be familiar with your area. There might be, it might be 10 feet in one spot, and then all of a sudden you've got a sunken log or something like that. So if you're not sure, just don't go diving into the water.
Mm-hmm. Let's, I want to switch gears here a little bit and talk about a couple other things. You had a, Terry report on a hit and run accident recently, and I'll let you tell the story. Tell us about that.
Well, Tuesday afternoon, and Tuesday, Monday and Tuesday has been pretty busy for the deputies, and they're running around call to call. But there was a call of a hit and run crash on Highway 19 near Decker Avenue. One of our sergeants was in the north end here and was close, responded. Witnesses said a red vehicle had fled the area onto Old Dutch Road, so the sergeant located the vehicle unoccupied, followed up. Person was picked up. A witness said he dropped her off in this area. So the sergeant got out, who happens to be one of our canines, and with the use of his canine, located the driver of the vehicle that fled, laying down in a bean field. And had the dog not done that, you know, it might have been very difficult to find a person laying down, because the beans are up now this time of year. And this lady was, after further investigation, was arrested. Now she's been charged with, I think, four different counts of DWI, leaving the scene of a crash, and possession of drugs, and which they located methamphetamine in her car. Fortunately, this person that she struck saw her coming, because she was driving on both sides of the road and was able to avoid a true head-on crash. And so we're fortunate for that. But again, Jeff, I mean, how many times have I come on the show or you hear Monty or Andy Bolin and I talk about impaired driving? And here it was in the, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we have somebody driving impaired. And it's just that, you know, people need to take responsibility, be more responsible for their actions, and, you know, otherwise we're going to continue to see serious injury crashes and fatals.
Boy, that's in the middle of the day, and you see somebody taking both sides of the road, swerving like that. Boy, it's, you know, and you got to hand it to the dog. Dogs are good.
Yeah.
They can spot things that human can't.
You bet. Yeah. They've got a great nose, and so we're glad that we were able to assist the State Patrol with that. And it's with a construction zone. I'm sure you've seen it or heard about it on the interstate, and we're having backups every weekend. And with those backups come people not paying attention and doing the rear end crashes again. So again, remind everybody just to be cautious. Know that on Fridays and Sundays, especially, that interstate's going to get backed up. So maybe plan for a different way around if you need to go south of Faribault, or if you're coming from Faribault north. Use Bagley Avenue or possibly Highway 3.
Yeah, if that can back up, and we've seen and heard, we get reports on that from time to time. Boy, though, I don't know what's going on. The traffic's backed up all the way. Well, we do know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's a road construction up there.
Yep, the two seasons, right? Road construction and summer.
And what is it about from Faribault to Owatonna, 35, it's constantly, is there ever been a summer, not since I've been here, that I can remember, that road hasn't been torn up somewhere?
Yeah. It's It's pretty constant, but it's too bad we can't have 12 months of construction to kind of spread it out.
Yeah, yeah. Once again, Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn is with us. Sheriff, I was the attempted victim, anyway, of a crime recently. I got a phone call, and, you know, it said suspected spam caller, so I didn't pick it up. But they left a message that there's a warrant out for my arrest from the IRS or something.
I'll be taking you in right after the show, Jeff.
Yeah. Did
just
I say
kidding.
That, man? Did I walk
just
into that
kidding.
One or what? But woman on the recorder said that you better call her back within 24 hours or the local cops.
Yeah.
Just local cops. I like that because those are words that the IRS would use, language.
Right.
But there are, they do that for a reason. I mean, it sounds kind of hokey to one person, but someone who's not as worldly wise as me. There are people that are more vulnerable to scams like that.
That's why these people keep doing it, because people keep falling for these scams, and it's unfortunate. So I did put a press release out reminding people to be cautious. That scam, the scam where they say we've got your grandson or granddaughter, niece, nephew in jail in Mexico, and you got one chance to get them out, otherwise they're going to be here for a minimum of a year because of that's how the system works in Mexico or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We're having asphalt scams where people are coming up and say, oh, I've got some extra stuff left on my truck, we'll take care of this. And we actually had a person say that we have to repair your driveway because it's not up to county standards. And so we're going to have to put some more asphalt down at the end of your driveway so that it matches up with the county. If you get that, just say, respectfully, please stop. Nope, I'm going to contact the county highway department or the sheriff's office and double check on that. Usually if you say that, they're going to like, oh, well, we can't, we got to go to another project. So be cautious about that. There's so many of them out there, and if they're asking for your credit card number or your bank financial information, that kind of stuff, don't do it. Say it. You're just going to follow up with your customer service director, and especially if you know them at your bank, and you ask them, say, "Well, yeah, can you tell me who the president is or who the mortgage loan officer is at this facility?" So, a lot of times you'll catch them there. And some people I've talked to that have called and just to report for information, hey, Sheriff, we almost got scammed, but I played mind games with them, and they didn't like it. But just be careful. And, we even had a financial institution down in Faribault that called us and said, we have a elderly person here trying to transfer $10,000 to a account so they can get their grandson out, and it was the scam again. So fortunately they were watching out for the person, and it kind of triggered something. So spread this around to your friends and family so that they don't become a victim. And if at all in question, just hang up. And we're not gonna come and arrest you, and we don't call from the jail. That's another one that a person got, says, if you don't come down to the jail right away, we're going to come and arrest you. Or actually, if you don't send us this money, and I'll just take it over the phone right now. We don't do that. We don't take bail over the phone at the Rice County Jail. You have to come in person and post it. So don't be scammed by that either.
Yeah, boy, using the sheriff's department said to be scammed. Wow.
Yeah.
It seems that these scams kind of come in waves.
Yeah.
And they're generally not local.
No.
Are they?
No. When we try to track these, and so the phone number, they spoof this phone number, and it makes it look like it might be a local phone number, but it's actually out of state and even out of the country more times than not. So, and they just got a list, and they just start going down the list, and away they go. And, obviously it's profitable for them because they're still doing it, and it's difficult for law enforcement to catch up to them when they're in another state and another country. Obviously, I can't send an investigator to Jamaica or, England and say, all right, we're taking you back for this, this scam. So
maybe we could try that this winter.
Yeah.
We've got to go get some people in Jamaica. could take a couple weeks. Yeah, that, and once again, that is the call that I got was the person spoke fairly good English, but mm-hmm. you tell it's really ESL because yeah. Some of the language and the terminology that they had used is not something that would be used by the right. IRS.
Sure,
for sure. So watch out for little clues like that as well.
Definitely.
Once again, Sheriff Dunn is with us. Sheriff, anything else?
Well, just we're past the halfway mark of summer, so continue to enjoy the festivals and festivities throughout the summer here, but be safe, wear your seatbelt, and wear your helmets on your motorcycles. I got to go to the Faribault Harley-Davidson Hog Club last night and talk to them about crashes and what to do and how to keep them safe if they're involved in a crash and what to do and some really basic first aid stuff. So that was a lot of fun, and they got some big rides ahead as well. So just continue to be safe, and we will see people at the Lonsdale Community Days, and then before too long, it'll be the Defeat of Jesse James Days Parade.
Right around the corner.
Yeah,
yeah, we'll be talking about that.
All right.
Sheriff, thank you so much for
joining
us.
We'll see you next month, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn. You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN Northfield.